listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Season 3 premiere of Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Lindsay Snickers Singer, Jenna J. Pow Singer, and Phil the Thrill Svitek. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. We want to hear from you, too. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro!
Let us begin with a prayer from Mike, the Situation, Sorrentino.
God grant me the stamina to satisfy hot chicks, the courage to deny grenades, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. I am so excited to be back! We're doing the Jersey Shore, bitches! I'm so excited to be back here. Forget AfterBuzz. I'm excited to just be here watching the Jersey Shore. I've got Phil the Thrill with me. I've got the Singer Sisters. I think one of them's a lawyer, is going to be a lawyer.
That's right.
So excited. One is a bona fide reality TV show producer. Pow, bitch!
And we're rightly back at the shore.
Rightly back. Exactly. And we're back at the shore. We've been drinking during the show. That's what we do. There's a whole other controversy at AfterBuzz. We don't, in the reality portion of AfterBuzz, we don't really feel we get the respect we deserve. Paul Ashton and some of the other, quote, intellectuals with their shows, Walking Dead, Empire Boulevard, whatever, great shows. But I'm telling you, the show of shows is the Jersey Shore. I was just saying as this ended, I said, this should be a Jersey Shore channel. Why isn't there, like, just 24/7? Wipe it off 500 channels. That's it. Just let's have one Jersey Shore show. We'll do spinoffs for the rest of them. We'll get their cousins involved. Now, as we're watching this, and again, I'm saying I'm watching this with someone studying to be a lawyer, someone who is a reality TV show producer, two very, very smart young women. Hot, but smart. And I know you had your reservations. You were excited to come in after, but I was like, why not? Let's have some fun. Jenna, at the very end, what did you say? At the very end, you said, you know, you had your like...
I did. I had an aha moment. I said, I kind of like this show.
See? Do you see what I'm saying?
It's addictive.
Yeah, thank you. You see what I'm saying? Like, and again, like, I've said, like, sure, I'd like to lose 10 or 20 points off my IQ, and then, like, I could, that's maybe the life I could live. And if I can't do that, then if I just can stay drunk long enough, then maybe I can have that life, too. I mean, that's what we've been fighting for. Anyway, needless to say, like, thank you guys for coming. Phil, wonderful. Phil and I have been talking about this all week long. Phil and I would be like, how many days? How many hours? How many minutes?
Exactly. And, I mean, all year since, when did the last season end? Too long ago.
Terrible.
In my mind.
No, my life, nothing but darkness since then. And not to get ahead of myself, my greatest fear and concern is the fact that, are they filming right now another show as we speak? Because in Miami, we were filming.
We were watching.
So, Phil, I'm in a panic. Nobody's filming right now?
Well, there's news. We'll get into this in news and gossip, but Pauly D's show is filming.
Okay, but I want the team together. The spinoffs are great as long as we have the foundation. You have to have the foundation show. You could have your spinoffs, but you could have your CSI Miami, right? But you have to have, like, your CSI. Right or wrong?
Totally right.
Totally
I'm
right.
With you, yes.
I love how you're drinking the Kool-Aid now, Jenna.
I think they need a brief break to get over their hangovers before they can film again.
No, they don't. They had their break. No, I'm. You guys. Yeah, no, listen. No, Jenna. You know production, so I'm really frightened. If we're not filming these kids right now, then when is the earliest we could see them on the air again?
Oh, my gosh. Not for at least a few months. It, you know, it takes a long time to get a production together.
Okay, so we're not shooting them in Miami. So that means what? We'd be down at the, well, you know, in the news. So I'm not going to, well, Phil, you know the answer to this maybe, or you don't?
Well, the answer is they're not filming. And in terms of how long it would take, probably not till like at least the summer. We wouldn't get a first episode if they start filming right now.
If they film now, but then there's no talk of pre-production. Like, we would know.
Well, but don't they have to film in the summer so they can have their hot tubs and beaches and bikinis?
Well, we go to Miami sometimes too.
Or we, and you know, there's talk of, there was, you know, before that there was talk of Vegas and all those. So there are other options besides Miami.
And as the executive producer said, is I can put these kids anywhere.
I want to see Jersey Shore in Vegas.
Right. No, they would be amazing. No, they would totally kill it.
They would take over
Vegas.
They would
kill it. Yeah. No, there'd be so much smushing. And anyway, it's I know we need to get into the show. I'm so excited to be back. It's going to be a wonderful 12 weeks. I just
13, right? They do now 13.
Is it 13?
Yes. I believe so.
Even better. Phil, do you know when we wrap?
When did we or when do we?
When do we as AfterBuzz, the after show for the Jersey Shore, do you know when we're done?
We would guess to me.
You figure if it's 13 weeks plus a couple of weeks, usually they take for a break in between. When do you think?
March, April.
Oh, so I have something to live for until then. That's so great. That's great. Okay, you guys, let's start out with the roommate situation, okay? Like, yes, we see everyone at their houses. Couple of things I noticed. Lots of Beamers, and I was like, okay, is BMW sponsoring them? But then I saw, no, and then I saw the other kids were driving other cars. We see the games are have been stepped up. Now, they've been, as of current time, I'm sure they've been stepped up even greater. But remember, this took place before Miami aired, or Miami was airing when they
were shooting. Miami was airing at the time, and it was before the summer.
But they had achieved their success.
Summer. Yeah, for the most part. I mean, this was before the situation was on Dancing with Stars. This was before the sort of the real madness of even before the MTV Movie Awards, where they were the big news. So it was at a time when everyone was excited to get them back to in the Miami shows, but it wasn't full tilt.
It wasn't full tilt. Okay, but so they're all basically at their parents' house, with the exception of JWoww, who's with the boyfriend. And interestingly enough, the boyfriend says something. When she's packing her luggage, she's like, good thing we bought this. And he said, good thing I bought this. So anyway, I'm just like seeing, like, do you think that they were staged and put at the parents' house to give this an authenticity? Or do you think that they are living the Guido dream? And if you guys know, and again, I'm a Guido, so I can say this. If you know the culture back there, it's usually live at home, mom will still cook for you. And then every single dollar you get, whether it's $200 a week, whether it's $1,000 a week, that's yours to just go out and spend on gym, tan, and laundry. That's how you can live like a pimp and have a great car. So I buy the fact that they very well, at that time, could have been in their parents' houses. Thoughts?
One of my notes and one of the first things I wrote was, who still lives at home when they're like 25?
Okay, again, you.
But I would believe it.
Thank you.
I would believe
it. Why, Lindsay, do you believe it?
Are you kidding? They're living it up, right? Their mom is cooking for them. They get to go out and party and come home to a hot meal. Are you
kidding? Now, you are both LA, Southern California girls. Is this common in LA or not? Are you're out?
Absolutely not. No.
It's not common.
Not common.
Well, I have 2 points for that. One being that Vinny, out of all people, his mom is the most, you know, we obviously last season we got, you know, she's the typical Italian mom.
I love Vinny's mom.
Yeah, and so, you know, of course he's going to want to stay home. But B, also, you know, last season, if you guys remember, we ourselves talked about how they sort of want to ground the show and make these guys sort of not be as famous as they actually are. You know, with Miami, we talked about it a lot.
So you're saying they do still live at home?
I'm saying they probably do, but the show definitely even pushed it farther than it maybe was. Because, you know, last year they shot up paparazzi
So if there was any thought of moving on, I was like, you know what? Nope, let's keep it real. Let's stay at home. I'll tell you, there's I don't want to mention names, but there's a couple other reality stars that are from that area that are also of that ethnicity. And the only reason, this is 7 or 8 years later after this one person's fame, the only reason they moved out is because a partner was going to flip the bill, like had the apartment already in the city. And it was like, all right, whatever, I'll go live with you. But I'm telling you, it's deeply cultural back, you know, where it's like, no, Corey, you know, you're more of the Irish American thing back in the Northeast.
Don't you see that a lot?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Where you stay, right, where it's like you live at home, and it's like you get the good cooking.
Yeah, everybody, it's
right, and you can, and you can live like a rock star. Now I'm going to make a confession here. That was me. I moved out to LA every 6 months to write, but my 6 months back east, right under the roof of mom and dad.
But I think it's like, I don't know, it's kind of, I was actually talking to somebody when I was just home for Christmas, and we were saying, because one of my friends, he's almost 30, and he still lives at home upstairs in his parents' house.
Good for him. Stay forever. That's what I say.
He was like, by the time, when you're 30, it's kind of not cool anymore, but then when you're like 35 or something, it gets to be cool again.
Really?
Like,
reinvents itself?
Yeah, it's kind of oh, it's all right. You know.
Well, I never heard that.
Because he's like helping out the mom.
I think I might go live at home again. Absolutely.
30, it's like, well, you've got to get out and get your own place,
buddy. I could
give
a whole, we should do an AfterBuzz show just on how to do this, because I did it right. No, you put away the groceries, you shovel the snow, you rake the leaves, you do all the little things. I'm like, you know what? It's nice to have this clown around here.
Not too bad.
And then no worries, none. Just a credit card bill, maybe a gas bill, maybe your lease, but then you like can lease a big pimp car because you have no bills and no worries. Now, it's definitely tough when you're out on the scene, but you can spin it. I was able to spin it. You can spin it. You can spin that. And what's great about the architecture back east is you have basements. So like you here out in LA, you don't, with the earthquakes and stuff, you don't have many basements. But back there, you get a basement, generally is very easily converted into the apartment. So you've got your separate entrance, you have much more space. Ends up working out very nice for everybody.
It's great. It's your own little bachelor
pad. Yeah, it's so good. It's like, it's your bachelor pad, but with like no bills.
Maybe I'll move back east.
Oh yeah, you would do great back there. You would don't see the show? Doesn't it make you guys want to give up everything and go back there and just like have your life be gym tan laundry?
Yeah, I want to go party for the summer.
Yeah, you're just saying that. No, you're really.
Well, I don't know if I could do it as excessively as they do.
Well, could you do it in that time period?
We
were giving you really.
If I knew there was an end
maybe that,
limit.
Listen, we were just so giddy seeing the show that we never even came up with a special segment. So the special segment could be like, is this the life we could live? Or is it, what are we going to do in the next 6 months without the show? There's got to be something that I'm like, my mind.
We'll find out when we get there.
Please, Phil, keep me on track. I'm losing. Right, so excited.
So the reason we wanted to bring up the roommates was because obviously that sort of sparked the initial controversy of the
right,
show.
So, right. We see them all in their we saw them all in their home lives, and then they get there and.
And it's chronological,
and controversially, Sammy and Ronnie take the three-bedroom room. Now, I'm saying to myself, my first instinct, knee-jerk, was, you know, she's such a little sourpuss, Sammy, that it's like, yeah, you know what? That's the best room. And you know what? That's the room they're going to want. So F you, I'm taking that room. Now, that was my knee-jerk. But My very, very, very dear friend, Jenna Singer, reality show producer, may have led me into otherwise, where maybe this was the producers kind of saying, you know what, take that room. That'll make the most trouble. Your thoughts?
I mean, I wasn't on the set, but my first thought was, yeah, that's where all the action's going to happen. People are going to be pissed. And
that's going to be the lightning rod.
That'll be the lightning rod.
I'm not saying that this happened or didn't happen, but your opinion is that you think the producer's like, take that room.
I think that could have definitely been a factor. But that's not to say that Sammy also thought
didn't
she
say,
felt
you know
entitled
what?
To have
right.
it.
Right. You're right. Let me – the sense of entitlement, the sense of, you know what, I'm drawing the line in the sand. I'm going to be the alpha bitch here.
And let's be honest. If you were the first one in the house, knowing there's five other people coming – you want the best room.
But wouldn't you take the double with you and your guy? You could
have
a little love
shack. Before we get fully into it, I just want to clarify. Like, going into it, I had forgotten the whole the housing situation in terms of room division. And so it's apparently 3-3-2.
Right.
Yeah.
So the perfect equation is like Team Snooki and MVP in the other room, and then Sammy, Ronnie, and like the love shack.
I think Sammy just wants to make people angry.
Yes.
She loves it.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. And you know why? Unhappy person.
Exactly.
Unhappy person. And, you know, and as she's coming there, and I don't want to jump around. I know we're going to explore Sammy and Ronnie. But as she's driving in, as the two of them are driving in, and I am going to get ahead of myself, I'm going to hold what I have to say about those two till we get there. But I agree with you that it was like, nah, 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 nah. It was just that miserable personality. So let me bring misery into other people's worlds.
When Sammy walked into the house, she went upstairs and hid from JWoww when JWoww walked
no,
in.
No, and you know something? I'm sorry, I don't mean to say no. I think went up to that room to fold her arms and say, no, no, the
to
boyfriend
stake her
hid.
Claim.
Ronnie went to the bathroom. She was in there and
oh, that's right.
looking right. Yep. And you notice JWoww's body language. She was walking down the hall. I'm going to take my own room. Oh, and she's just like, and there's, what's her name, standing there. You're not going to move my bags. You're not going to move me.
Oh, yeah. And she laughed.
She went.
She loved it.
So bold. And she did love it because there's a German, what's the German philosophy for people who enjoy bring they get their energy from bringing misery to others. There's a famous German I don't know if you guys know. There's a German term where it's people who get energy from seeing the pain and discomfort and displeasure of others. And I feel like that's this.
I feel like if I was Snooki, I would just say Nazis.
No. There's something. I'll remember it next week. But on the poor situation.
Yeah, well, situation had it best. You know, he comes in obviously last, and you know, he just says like, "Oh, so do I have my old room?" Like, you know, expecting, and he had the good expectation of everyone just gets their old rooms. You know, wouldn't you think that would be it? And obviously, that didn't happen, and now. This sets up, I believe, the roommate situation. I didn't think it was that important, but as it progressed, it really set up a lot of things for the future.
It's going to be important.
The German term is, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, but Schadenfreude.
Yeah, that's it, Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. Now, kids, because I'm the elder in the group, now that you know this term, know in all of your travels, in your legal travels, you know, when you practice law, you're going to see a ton of this, and I have to say, in your TV producing, Jenna, you're going to see probably even more because we have an industry of very, very sick people. So you're going to see tons of this in your life. So anyway, you'll always remember Schadenfreude. That's like, oh yeah, when I did the Jersey Shore After Show, I learned that term. Let's continue.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. So we separate. We've got. Polly D and Vinny, this is a tripod without a leg. You know, MVP, it's like, how is the table going to stand with just two legs? So that's like, we're off. Situation with like this kind of like old man, old woman couple, like, no, like, gross. And then, of course, we have three girls together, which obviously is good. They belong together and they're only going to get more powerful as the weeks go on. I am saying, Sammy. Again, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm not going to. Okay, let's talk Vinny and Snooki. Okay, so we see Vinny and Snooki in the hot tub together. And at first, she's like, I don't want you with my friend. But then some other feelings start coming out. Well, we get to know a little bit more about what she really feels about Vinny.
Well, I mean, the tension has always been there. You know, we obviously saw it develop in Miami. And what was very revealing was when Angelina hooked up with Vinny. And Snooki said, "Ah, that's gross. You know, she's got my sloppy seconds or whatever." Like, so she obviously does have feelings for Vinny. Vinny, I believe, is just thinking with his dick.
But the inside intel is that Vinny hooks up with her best friend Ryder. We saw like a brief like shot of Ryder, and I find it funny because you know in their downtime, they all probably stay in touch with one another, or some of them do stay in touch and probably hang out with their friends and each other's friends. We'll find out when we got that little bomb about Ronnie at the end, and somehow Snooki's talking to the mom, Ronnie's mom. But in this situation, somehow Vinny has ended up in bed with Snooki's best friend, and it's almost like now he's moving in on her new best friend, Dina. I felt like in that moment. She's in the tub, she's drunk, she's horny, and it's like, okay, first I want to get Dina out of the equation. She got Dina out. Then she was like, okay, let's... Classic of what you girls do, by the way. She starts hitting on this guy, and he's trying to be like, listen, If you just want to fool around and end it there, fine. But if you want to make this into some kind of relationship, my God, I'm at the Jersey Shore for 8 weeks or whatever, and you're going to absolutely hate me tomorrow when I'm with someone else. So then it's like, so then let's take option three and just hate me anyway now for being a gentleman and kind of keeping my distance.
I think he was being pretty classy about it, actually. I would give him some props.
I mean, I do, yeah. He was just being honest, saying we can do A, we can mess around with no strings attached. I'm up for it. B, if it's like messing around but with strings attached, then no, I don't want it. C, let's just shake hands, part ways, and have a good summer. And she was just like, no, I'm not having any of it.
So is it over between them, do you think?
Is it? Oh,
no, it's no, Vinny no. Even said, you
not
know.
When alcohol's involved and boredom and 3 a.m. This is the first night, you guys.
And Vinny's got high hopes. I think he's thinking he's in the Jersey Shore. He's going to go out. He's going to hook up with all these girls. And if
and
that doesn't
gonna,
happen.
And he's going to. But no one is good enough to hook up 7 nights a week. And there's going to be that night where you're working some girl till 2, 3 a.m. who's really hot. But she's going to be like the singer girls in front of me. She's going to be hot, but she's going to say to you, you know what? Here's my number and call me and let's go out. And then you go, what do you mean? You're not coming back to the place? So you worked a girl all night and yeah, you got her number, but you don't get her back to your house. And then he's going to go back to the house and Snooki will be there and he'll be drunk and he'll roll around with her. So it's okay. Don't worry. We'll see something. Well, at least the chances are very good. I'm not saying we'll see something. The chances are very good that we will.
I think that'll happen.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. I am so excited to talk about Sammy and Ronnie. I am so as these two are driving there, I'm saying to myself, and you guys, the single girls, you don't know this because this was a big topic last season for us, but they're driving there, and I'm saying to myself, why? Why are you going to the Jersey Shore? Why? Like, why? Why go? Ronnie could be talked into a good time, but the other one, you are just such a sourpuss. You're a very pretty girl, and that's going to take you so far. But you're just, I see fatness, boredom, and misery, and bitchiness in her future.
Sammy doesn't even try. She doesn't even try. She meets Dina. She doesn't even try to be nice.
Well, look at the ride down. Look at the. I mean, like, guys, this is not a place for couples.
Well, what I want to know, okay, so, see, you know,
I go to the Poconos. You know, like, go, seriously, like, this is not. This is a place for drinking, throwing up on one another, maybe having sloppy sex. This is not a place. You're supposed to fall in love maybe the last week. You're not supposed to. And these two even going down there, I'm like, okay. I know this is a money gig. I know you need to career-wise. Like, it just all makes sense. Yes, so I get it. But at the same time, I'm saying to myself, why? Like, what is it? Like, that's why you'd see them at clubs last year. Like, they were so bored. Everyone's drinking and dancing, and they're just sitting on the sidelines.
Are they even happy as a couple?
No.
I don't understand
No, well,
that
she
at all.
Fundamentally is not. What is it? Schadenfreude? What is it? Like, she is not happy.
No.
She just, like, it's always wanted to just nap and cuddle and just not a real happy person in general. So I guess if they were, yes, some of those couples exist that can go out with everyone and drink with everyone and party with everyone, have fun together. But generally, it doesn't exist. What do you guys think? Can it exist? Can you?
I think it can. I don't know if it's possible for these.
Have you seen
two.
It with friends? Like, do you know? I mean, it's hard to say because these people are all wackos. But, like, could you know two friends that could go to a summer house for the summer with a bunch of single people and actually have fun?
You know what? That's a good point. Now that I think about it, no.
No.
No!
No. That's what I said. No!
Maybe they could have an open relationship. I think that's a good idea.
Yes! Okay, which you know is going to just – it spells doom, but at least it's like fun doom. This is like – but you can't sit in those – and those two are sitting in those cots – As everyone, they're having drinking games, whatever, and the two of them are sitting there, and I'm like, oh my God, why are you here? What are you going to do the next 8, 9 weeks but fight and get beat up and thrown out of the house?
I know, they're such party poopers.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
This is the Jersey Shore, bitch!
Yeah, they are not ready to party.
Right?
No. I think what it looked like to me, they're only good for when situation gets back and he has nothing to do, someone to talk to.
Mm.
You know? That's all it. They're good for. They're going to be home. Right. Yeah, my night was great, so I went out. I did this. But,
You tell them your problems. I saw this girl, and what do you think? And maybe get like a little. And listen, in college, I remember having the boring couple that would be like as the roommates, and she'd be there with her hair up and the glasses on and like the PJs. And he'd be there, you know, like in his pajamas, and I would come home just wrecked. And you're right. And it would be like someone that I could like just chirp to until I passed out. And they would be very present or whatever. Like, and, you know, granted, probably not looking back, these people are like wildly successful because they did stay in and study. But anyway, needless to say, I do remember that experience.
I don't think that'll be the case here.
What's that, with these guys?
Yeah.
No, I think no. At least, because everything in this Jersey Shore, not geographically the Jersey Shore, but everything in the TV Jersey Shore universe, it's the Bizarro universe in Superman. It's effed up. It's upside down. So in this universe, yes, these two will be like, you know, not successful, and everyone else that's going out, going nuts, will be wildly successful and rich. But like I said, so that's just about why, Jenna.
Well, because you need to keep in mind that as boring as they are as a couple, they add so much more drama to this house.
Okay, see, this is the TV producer
else.
Here. You're right. They got me chirping. You're right. You're 100% right.
I mean, they are drama to the max, if that's even a phrase.
but if we took them out of this equation, I still feel these kids are so volatile. They're going to find trouble somewhere.
Well, I think Ronnie himself.
Ronnie.
But I don't think he's going to let Sammy stop him. You know, and obviously, without going too much into predictions, has Sammy, you know.
By the way, going over their conversation, what was that? He had her in bed and they're talking, and he was like, and I'm trying to read through my notes, but it was like, it was the way I would talk to someone who was trying to fight cancer.
Yeah.
Like they just had terminal cancer, and it's like, you know, listen, we're gonna get through this if we worked it. And like I see the two of them, like, you know, I'm here for you no matter what, and da 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 da, and like so dramatic, and like he is. I mean, maybe he will come unglued. I don't know.
I'm not gonna go too much into the future, but history shows us that. Ronnie's a party guy.
But one episode he only got, right, Phil? That last season, he got one episode where he got to actually have fun. Right? Am I wrong? No, because it might be my memory.
It was more over three episodes, really.
That he actually had fun.
Yeah.
Like, girls, did you guys watch last year?
Yeah.
And do you remember, like, he had that, I remember that one night he got drunk, he hit on, like 20 different girls, like, and then after that it was cuddling and taking criticism and then maybe one night he had fun dancing with her for one night.
I mean, if he wants to deal with that, that's his problem. I don't know. The opportunity to have fun is there. And if he's choosing to, like, lock himself up in his room and be sour, you know, so be it.
I don't feel sorry for him. I'm sorry. But he put himself in that position. So,
you know, I've been there. I mean, it's like, it's really hard. Like, sometimes you get the pretty girl and it's like, and she's doing, like, they do all the right things, rub your back, whatever it is they kind of do that, like, suck you in and you're physically attracted to her. And then you're stuck. You don't want to hurt her and you don't want to lose her. And then you're stuck with giving up your amazing time.
Well, but I don't think he necessarily chooses to give up an amazing time.
Well, he did last year. He didn't. I mean, I only remember one or two episodes the kid had fun.
I mean, he cheated on Sammy.
One night, though. One episode, one night.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. And we haven't seen what happens when the camera is not on. Just saying.
No, no, no. Wait, this is a whole different subject. I think cheating is fun. He's having a fun time. I'm talking about his fun. I'm not talking about his ethics, you guys. Like, and I'm saying it's not fun. You're young. You're down the Jersey Shore. We're at the Jersey Shore, bitch. Didn't you hear what? Did anyone hear what Snooki said? Am I the only one? Was I watching this alone?
Well, you know what's interesting?
We're at the Jersey Shore, bitch. And then cut to those two sitting in bed. Yeah, what do you think they're doing? I don't know. I love you. I'm here for you.
I don't think that's going to last.
You're going to survive cancer. I don't know. Yeah, it's terminal, but I think we'll pull through it. Well, you know what? We'll go through it as a family. You just have to be strong.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Somebody step on me! Stop Dina, this!
Dina, on the ride, during that ride, you know, she says, I like people with faux hawks. Snooki says Ronnie has a faux hawk.
Interesting, booyah!
So
great point.
I mean, you know, and obviously it's Sammy and Dina, big point of contention, you know, for the first
right
episode.
From the get-go.
Right. Dina, Diana, D, whatever the...
Well, let's get, no. Now, let's get into Dina. Now, last season, I was predicting, I said, you know, it was almost like the scientists on the Jersey Shore, and there are scientists on the Jersey Shore, they took the DNA of Snooki and the DNA of JWoww, and they made Dina. That's what I had thought. Now, seeing it, you know, I don't think I was that wrong. And seeing her come in to this right from the get-go, she was all business. The minute she left her house, it was like, I had three shots. I'm ready. I'm so, like, this girl was full tilt, fully committed to this.
Yeah, I feel like she out-Snooki's Snooki.
She did. She did. Well, this is youth. This is the rookie. This is like, but boy, it was like almost like going to prison. And when they tell you when you go to prison, you pick a fight with the toughest person there. That's what you do. You go right at them. First day, you just you walk up and you throw, and that's how you get your respect. And here she does. Comes in first day.
You know, let's talk about respect for a minute, actually. Something very interesting happens. Ronnie said to Dina, you know, you can't just walk in here and have the house's respect. You have to earn it.
Okay, and by the way, pause. The respect word, I've said this for years. It's so thrown around in that culture. Respect, very disrespectful. I mean, like, do any of these people deserve any respect?
I have no idea.
Again, no, they don't in the real world. In the bizarro world, nothing but respect.
Well, how do they earn respect?
How do you earn the respect
of these people?
I mean, they don't. I mean, no, but that's part of like their madness. But that's not just them. That's in the Northeast. It's very disrespectful. Like you'd get that back. Putting their, I'm trying to describe this, where they have the palm of their hand out, and then they have their hand, and they talk like this, or it's like, or they put their two fingers, and they slap it into their palm as they're talking with their hand, and like, very.
I mean, essentially, if you guys want to know.
That's how you get respect.
Just go to the clip between Sammy and Dina, or any really clip between where they're fighting, and it's always the hands. You know, like almost you're making like a crocodile mouth and stuff.
That's it. Yes. Right. Great. And what we're doing is we're fighting for respect. And she came out to get her respect right away. I'm going to prison and I'm taking out. And she went after Sammy, who took out JWoww. So she went after the champ. Gotta say. And she got.
Did she win?
Well, I mean,
who won in this scenario?
Listen, I'll tell you. You know what? She's got us talking. She's put herself at our as far as like our, like we usually like do our number one topic. Let's say last. You know, the strongest topic as a, and she's made it at least with us, right, in the AfterBuzz universe.
Yeah, and we're talking
about her.
We're talking about this prison thing, and Jenna, I don't know how much you're allowed to talk about it, but your show.
Oh, this is interesting.
You know, you produce. Beyond Scared Straight, it's coming out.
Yes, it'll be out January 13th.
January 13th, A&E, what time?
I'm so excited.
10 o'clock, 10 p.m.
And that's Eastern time.
Yes.
Fair enough. So, you know, now, since we've obviously made the comparison, how would you compare Dina's actions to, / do you know, like, how these sort of convicts, you know, come into jail and deal with that? To earn
but
respect.
Yeah, this is a great special segment. How close is the Jersey Shore situation to jail?
I think all the Jersey Shore people need to go to a prison.
Go through
and
the scared
straight.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Snooki. So just
Snooki, especially her actions are out of control. So much drinking, she's gonna end up in
and so much attitude.
So much attitude. I mean, she'd be the first one to get beat up in prison.
So just to clarify for our audiences, you know, just. Really quickly, what Scared Straight, what is it?
It's a juvenile diversion program where they actually take at-risk youth to a prison for a day and let the inmates show them what prison's really like, and they give them a tour, and you kind of get this perspective about prison in hopes that maybe it'll help them these at-risk youth turn around their behavior.
I don't want Snooki turning around behavior.
No.
not a program for her.
By the way, are we doing an AfterBuzz show?
What do you mean?
For a Scared Straight?
We can, if you'd like, sure.
Yeah, no, I'm the guy. I love these shows. I might be. I'm probably. I'm like, I don't necessarily want to see, like, I'm with Phil. I don't want to see Snooki reformed. And you know what's great? When you see these really, like, hoary girls that are nice looking, why do we have to reform them? They're great. They're great for society, great for this guy's like me down their luck. Like, I'm all for, like, keeping them going. But anyway, that's another show. We won't get into it now. I don't want to see our kids reformed. I think they're doing wonderful. I think they're doing great work.
In the words of Bruno Mars, you're perfect just the way you are.
Perfect just the way you are. Perfect.
And so, Dina is most certainly that.
She's a walking holiday.
I think, yeah, Dina really brings, I think, brings a lot to show. What I like about her is the problem you would have if you were Sally, the EP, is whoever you're going to bring in, because of the success of the other two shows, they're going to front so much. They're going to bring so many pre-written phrases. They're going to be thinking about exactly what to wear, exactly how to act, exactly how they can become a big star, how they can become, quote, and I hate to say this because it's so, like, thrown around Hollywood, how they can, quote, become a brand. What I like is they found somebody that I don't feel is feeding into any of that. I feel like she's full tilt, just is partying and having fun. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't seem to be paying much attention to her reputation, so...
Okay, but that's okay. No, but that's not my point. There's people who would purposely come in and rip off all their clothes if it was going to make them a big reality star.
Do you think it was an accident?
I didn't see with her... I felt that she just wasn't holding back. I felt like we were getting the real deal Holyfield.
Yeah, I mean, she said, you know, I think Mike is hot, you know, because they were talking about who they could potentially room with and all that. And, you know, so obviously the first day, she tries to get with the situation. And what? She hasn't gotten laid in 2 months.
Corey, do you think that she was – that was an act with – that she was just coming out so strong knowing that seeing reality show dollars and fame and everything like that and brand recognition, or was that who she was?
I don't know. I think it's hard to tell with this show because I really don't like it. So,
but why get naked? Why, you know,
wait. I don't like it.
I think I wish I could cut it off myself,
but I only have power.
We have no power to cut his mic off because then we'd lose the whole show.
I think it's funny. I watched it.
Can someone
host
the show for me? I have to go throw up. Why would you say such a terrible thing?
It's funny.
It's entertaining. It's heartwarming. But
I don't know. She probably had a job.
You're just Irish. You are just Irish. Italian. Go home.
But you love bars. Well, you said you were at a bar in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, over like the holidays with naked women dancing on bars. Like, come on. So what was different than – what's the difference?
They're Irish.
They're loud and like just obnoxious. I don't know. No, anyway, I think she was probably being true to herself. She said on the ride there that she had a –
Does everyone else think Dean is being true, or do you think that she's – this is a front to buy into the whole system? Of the way, what the situation has as a brand, what Snooki has as a brand, or do you think this is who she really is?
I think it's her. I hope it's her.
I think so too. No, and I think that's what I think. I think the EP did a great job.
I don't think you can make up this girl.
I love that.
No.
You know, you really can't.
All right, TV producer, now come rain on my parade.
No, she is Snooki's best friend, so I would think that they would have a lot in common and probably be really similar.
Just interesting. Exactly. Throw that flag down.
She's actually Snooki's best friend for 2 years. They've known each other.
But Ryder.
Ryder from season 2.
Oh, that Vinny slept with.
Has been her friend since.
That's what she said. She said that. So it was interesting that you good.
But at the same time, that's not to discredit that Dina is by no is genuine.
Right. I think she's a good friend. She may not be a best friend, but she's a good friend. And
you think she's genuine, like as a character?
I do. I think she is genuine. That's not to say she doesn't want that same brand recognition as everybody else. I mean,
I use sports analogies. So if this is the Celtics, I think this is Rondo. We bring in a young player to play point guard with the veterans, and she's shaking things up. I think great addition. Great addition.
Agreed.
To the show.
She also may have been a little too drunk to be making it up. You know?
I guess so.
You know what? You're right. The truth serum.
Right.
She did. She had the truth serum going. Oh, God, she went for it. Oh, I just want to be in that house so bad. Why do I have to be here right now?
I liked her straw hats. I don't know where they came from, but it was kind of hilarious.
It was hilarious. No, she had her props, like the whole thing. Anyway, like, why don't we cut to a commercial? I think then we're getting the signal. Like, let's move to commercial before.
And we got to figure out what the AfterBuzz is about.
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's serious.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
But then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig.
Oh, come
let that wig come off, baby.
No, what?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
No, the women are the ones
fighting,
and the guys are watching.
Let's bring it up.
Hey,
okay,
guys.
So we're back. So here we are. So no, it's okay. We've been rapping along. We're still trying to figure out what our special segment is. Let's just say this. Let's table this. I had a bad feeling about a week or two ago. Really terrible feeling came over me. And I don't know if it's based on fact. I don't know if it's based on just psychic intuition. But I feel that this is the beginning of the end. And not seeing the show. I'm saying this is two weeks ago. It was a week or two ago. That I feel like this is the beginning of the end of the Jersey Shore, and not the spinoffs. The kids will all be fine. We've broken it down in previous seasons, who's going to go on, and many of them are, and who's not. But I'm terrified that this is going to be the end of this group.
No.
As we know it, and I just – no, please tell me. Give me feedback. Give me something to live
Kevin,
for.
It can't be. Look,
no, now be honest. Don't – you're just messing with me right
no,
now.
No, honest to God. How could they not do it – I know, how could they not end it in Jersey Shore,
but they
south
could,
of France?
But okay, right.
No, yo, we, you're being –
you have to go
south
no,
of France.
Just, no, just being
I swear
dumb.
To God, they have to take these people to another country.
That is borderline cruel.
It would be amazing.
Cruel. It would be, but are you being serious? Are you just
I am totally being serious.
Well, if anything, Pauly D does want to go to Italy for season 4.
They have to end it in Italy. Jersey
you're right,
Shore,
no,
a bunch of
amazing.
Guidos in Italy.
I hope so, but what has me freaked out is why are we not – and now I'm blaming you, Jenna. Why are we not in production right now? You're the TV person. Why aren't we in production? We should be in production on a show right now. I'm nervous with they're going to see, oh, how's it going to go? But my biggest fear – I answered my question. Why aren't they in production right now first?
Well, I mean, they may want to see how this season does.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
You know, they may just – I mean, it's been so great in the past. But, you know, when you get to 3 and 4 and the producers and everyone gets – and the production companies get concerned that the ratings just aren't going to hold up. But, you know, maybe this is a phenomenon. Maybe
but everyone's got brands, you know, now.
That's it. Phil, that's it. That's what has me, like, just nervous. As we say in, like, Boston, nervous. I'm nervous. I'm a wreck. The problem is I think that heads are too big, and now agents and lawyers and managers are involved, and they being is a term for people outside the industry that I use, civilians, and them being really glorified civilians who don't understand the business are going to want, expect like, and I've heard this thrown around from so many reality stars, like, oh, you know, in Friends, you know, we get like the same demo as Friends, and the cast from Friends got a million an episode. Why don't we? And you can see where they would say to themselves, I want $100,000 an episode. And I'm afraid that they're going to say all this stupid crap. MTV's not going to be able to pay them. And then they're going to splinter off and go to A&E where at least they'll make the same money, probably more, because they won't have to split it with five or six other people. They'll make a little more money, let's say, at A&E or at another network. And then it'll be their show and whatever. And what they need to understand is the fact that those shows, like if you ask the Kardashians, they don't make their money off of that show specifically. They make their money off all of the things that come from the popularity of that show, all of the endorsements and the appearances and everything else that they do comes from the immense popularity of that show, but they don't necessarily make money off of that show. Now, for these guys who came from nothing, they're making very good money. It's like, stick with it. Stop with, like, get your 10 grand an episode. If that's what you get, great. Just get it. Just go along for the ride. Try to get 8, 9, 10 seasons out of this if you can. And then you're going to make so much money in other areas. And then after that, you can all split off. But what I'm really, really terrified, and Phil, is what you said, is that their people are going to go in and they're going to expect to make so much money. And then they're not going to get it because they don't pay that much on the reality shows. And they're going to say, well, fine, let me go have my own, like Pauly has his own show, but being a DJ. I don't know. I don't want that, Phil.
Nah, it's definitely
and
not
this
good.
Is why I'm afraid.
And the feeling you're getting is very much like Jean-Paul Sartre's The Scarcity of Life is that it's...
Who is that? Say it again.
Jean-Paul Sartre is that...
Jean-Paul Sartre.
The
No Egg, yes. The author
Scarcity
of No
of
Egg.
Life is that there's just not enough, you know? And so, obviously, we have this feeling where Jersey Shore is coming to an end, unfortunately. I don't know.
No, no. I think the popularity is there. We all love it. I want it. I agree with the EP. She's like, I could put these kids anywhere, and they'll deliver for us. I agree with that. What I'm really afraid of is that their heads are all too swollen, and they all... not really understanding this business. They all probably think they're worth $100,000 or $200,000 an episode, and they're not going to get it. They're just not going to. That just doesn't fit the business model of reality shows.
Would you be mad if they just wiped the slate clean and started with a whole new crew?
No. Well, the see,
excellent. No, you know what? No, wait a second. That's
why not?
That's a great – no. Would I be mad? And you know what? If I have to say, if the EP, she picked these guys, why couldn't she pick us some new ones?
Well, they'd have to be really good, you know. I mean,
but Phil, it's a Jersey thing.
You're right. Thank you. Thank you.
But the worry is always.
Do I have something to hope for?
Luckily, we found Dina, you know, who we believe is genuine. But you know, to find 8 other people after the success of this, and you know, it'd be,
right? Because again, they're all coming in tainted.
Right, these
and so, for some reason, it's not like the real world where you know, like each season.
No, but and you're right. But even the real world, Phil, like they've all become. Bad. You know, they're like the real world hasn't been probably relevant since Vegas. You know, like they've just, it's the same thing. And what I'm afraid of, you're right, the purity of Jersey Shore is these kids all came in. In fact, that the show was predicted to be so lame that even when they were at the Jersey Shore the first year shooting, you know, it wasn't like, when Real World goes and shoot things, like let's say you're the Real World and you go shoot your show in a club in Boston, for people are like, oh my god, the Real World's here. Oh shit, okay, oh shit, oh, how do I get on camera? Oh my god, that you're on the Real World, and the girls are all over the guys, and vice versa, because they know they're on the Real World. Jersey Shore, they were like, oh, we're doing this reality show, whatever. They were actually disrespected for it. They were like crapped on, things were thrown at them, and they talk about it. The cast has talked about it. Now, of course. When we get to Miami, different story. The Jersey Shore brand is very big. Everyone's rushing to them. They're rock stars. You're right, Phil. You do a casting call for the new Jersey Shore, and the problem is everyone's going to be fronting. Everyone's going to be coming in acting like the situation, acting like Snooki. And that is what scares me, is the magic will be gone.
Yeah.
So that's, you know...
I mean, Jenna, you have experience in finding talent. Obviously, it's different from trying to find a delinquent. To go to jail to be scared straight, as opposed to someone drinking every night for whatever 8 weeks. But what is sort of the process, you know?
In finding talent?
Yes.
You know, at least for this show, it would be like trying to find people who haven't seen it, because there is that authenticity factor that you'd be missing, like you said. But personality's huge, looks is huge.
So where would you go then? If you were producing it, where would you go? Would it be like the Midwest, the Northeast, the Bible Belt? Where?
You mean if you did a Jersey Shore in a different state? Is that what you're asking?
No. Like for
to
a new
find
Jersey
the kids.
For a new cast.
Well, I think you kind of have to stick on the East Coast, because those types of kids, that's where you're going to find them. I mean, you're not going to find them in Podunk, Mississippi.
Well, if you want to keep it authentic, and it's kids that generally go to these kids all went to the Jersey Shore.
Right.
And Paulie's not a Jersey kid. He's a Rhode Island kid.
Right.
But he vacations at the Jersey Shore.
Right. You need that East Coast, though, feel. Like,
Do you think you could cast an authentic group of eight with this brand, or would it be, like, lost?
I'd like to say I could. I mean, you want to believe that that's a possibility. But, again, you know, finding another Snooki who isn't Snooki and has, you know, other characteristics that make her interesting – would be difficult.
Have you guys been to the Jersey Shore?
No, we've never. No, I want to go. I want to spend the rest of my life there.
I've actually been to the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God. I want to come sit next to you.
I've been to the Jersey Shore, and I have to say.
It's
delicious.
Wonderful.
Kids,
tell me everything. What? Rainbows? Every time you wake up?
It's pretty fabulous. Okay. But these kids are not one in a million. I mean, you go to the Jersey Shore, and they are everywhere. Everyone is Snooki. You know, they're maybe not so ridiculous as Snooki, but they're all Snooki.
Well, what was interesting, I was just going to bring up a comment, Roxy, who hosts the show with us, she's unfortunately back home east today, so she's not here. But, we always said there's only one Roxy, and KWOW went to Miami, and he texted her, there's so many Roxys down here.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. We had thought that there was only one Roxy. We thought we had the only one. I was at South Beach for New Year's, and you know what? There were, like, hundreds. It was like Dawn of the Dead, except instead of zombies, Roxy's.
I think it's possible to do a season 2. A season without the new group. Yes.
Bad Girls, right, for Oxygen. I mean, they're able to continue on.
Well, and when is this cast going to be too old? I mean, Mike he's almost 30.
Mike is probably 30.
He's 30.
We kind of keep that under wraps.
Well, then we won't think about that.
No, he can still go. He's proving it. He's still. I think he's.
As long as that guy only has to worry about GTL, he can go for the rest of his life.
If we can keep him just focused on GTL, I think we got 5 solid years left in the league.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And if you take this to a sports analogy, you see athletes, in soccer, it was around like 33 you started to retire. Obviously, like in basketball, 34, 35, and even in football. Now you're seeing the athletes go to like 30, 38,
yeah,
and even 40. 40
right.
is now the sort
Better
of new cutoff.
Better nutrition, technology. It's the same thing for the Jersey Shore.
But he has been bumped up into the boring room.
He has.
But I think, you could put a guy into the boring room, but you can't put the boring in the guy.
He'll break out. No, he'll break out, because he even says in interviews that one of the things about when he does the show is that you have no TV and you have no phone. He says, so you have to find ways, not just to entertain yourself, but he's thinking of how do I entertain the audience. So it's interesting. He's saying, he's thinking about in those – how many weeks did it fill? 4 weeks? 5 weeks?
No. Well, last season, I believe it was 6 to 8.
In Miami or
Miami.
And how much? So do you think they'll be that long in Jersey?
Oh, they have to be to get 13 episodes, yeah. I believe.
Listen, get in here, TV producer, because I know like they shoot things in 2 or 3 weeks and they get seasons.
Oh, I don't know if I guess it depends. I mean, no, I don't. I think you need a little more time than that, because it post-production.
Well, like Rock of Love. No, but I mean actual shooting.
It's shooting time.
Oh, just the shooting time?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 3 or 4, 3, 2 or 3, 4. Somewhere between 2 and
it was more than 3 or 4 weeks.
We'll crack the case
say.
Next week.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
We'll figure it out. I mean, are you guys infected now? Are you in for like the next like 12 episodes or no?
I kind of want to know what happens.
See, you're in. No,
I'm in.
You're in.
I'm in.
I want to go to like legal. What's that?
I can't miss the bitch fights.
Yeah,
I love
you
it.
Love it. Okay, speaking of the bitch fights, my God. I don't know how we left that out, probably because I was too excited in our general discussion. But we're going to talk about predictions for next week and the season beyond. So I guess we can come into it on the bitch fight between Dina and Sammy.
Which involves. And it involves. You know, it's not just Dean and Sammy. It's
delicious.
The whole house.
You know, and this is the what we're forgetting is this is the first day.
First day. This show is unbelievable. Why? Like, I don't need to watch anything else. Seriously, why can't 24 hours? I got to get this like this Sally chick making more shows. They should have their own channel for people like me.
Or they should just live stream it online after it's over.
We're here for that.
What's the show in England? The Big Brother or something. That's live, like 24 hours
a day.
Yeah,
but Big Brother.
But what if you did Jersey Shore like that? Like what you're talking
you
about.
You could, yeah, no.
What I like is from Jenna, she seems very confident that she could cast a whole new group and she could shoot in 2 to 3 weeks. So let's get out these shows.
You know, I think we should do it.
Well, just to give you some inside dirt, we were actually it was episode 4 of the Jersey Shore, and I remember talking to Maria Menounos, and I said, "Listen, this something really this is incredible. These guys and what they're doing, and I'm telling you,
you're talking about season 1 or season 2?
Season 1, and I said, you know something, what is the next group or other group out there that is volatile, as ridiculous, as cartoonish?" As the Jersey Shore, not quite as much, maybe just a little bit less. There's one group out there that's a little bit less. However, even if they're a little less, what they make up in the fact that they're so original, and that is Bostonians or Massholes. There's nothing like that group. I mean, it's your whole life is about Boston sports. And if you're not picking up a girl by 2 a.m, you're in a fist fight. And it's like, it is brutal. Corey's excited because he's one of them. But I said to Maria, I said, Maria, that's the show. We need to get on this now. And at the time, so we talked to our agents and whatnot. And sure enough, someone had beaten us to the punch. And I think they had shot something. I mean, I know it has been shot. It's interesting, though. I don't know what came of it. It was being cast. I know when I started getting deep into pre-production, the show was being cast. And so I didn't know who was casting it, but the word I got was that they've done bigger shows before, and I didn't want to roll around with them. I just had too much stuff going on to put something like that together. But Massholes are the only – I mean, a group of Bostonians in a house together, yeah, you'll see fights. You'll see the same thing. And where the culture here is very Guido – you'll have some Guido, you'll have Irish. The culture is just really just Massholes, just Bostonians. It's a whole different
I mean, they're drunk, they're loud, they drive terribly.
They're aggressive, they're angry,
they definitely speak with accents.
They speak with
I'd watch it.
Yeah. Anyway, we didn't get there. So we're just stuck with the shore for now. We just have to enjoy it. It's just so precious. We have to enjoy just like every one of these moments that we get, just it's until Jenna can figure out how to produce us another one.
I'm on it. I gotta do some research.
Yeah, really? Come on now. But I like how you got. So anyway, let's get back. So we're talking about the fights, right? That take place, and we see Dina go at Sammy. Sammy comes down the stairs. Ronnie comes down the stairs. One of you guys had said to me you were intrigued over the fact that Ronnie wasn't sticking up for
his girlfriend, who comes downstairs and says, like, just, you know, if you have a problem, just talk about it with my girlfriend. Don't bring me into it. It's what is that about? Deal. It's all about him.
Well, that's just Jersey Shore narcissism. That's what fuels the show.
Well, it drove me crazy.
It drove you crazy.
I couldn't believe she could stand. His girlfriend could stand there and not say anything. Thanks for defending me.
Welcome to the world.
I could side with Ronnie because you know what? In some sense, it is between you and her. So why, you know, Ronnie didn't do anything wrong. It's not like he hated or liked Dina. Sure, he called her stupid, but there was no confrontation literally between the two of them. So why get him involved? And now he is.
Well, but then everyone got involved.
Oh, yeah. And the boys, Pauly D, and Situation was just, he was just loving it. He was adding gas to the fire. He was like, Rookie of the Year. He got, you know, with trash in a glass. What was her thing?
Yeah, Mike was that's loving it.
Yeah.
He was
loving it. And so so we see those two get very, very close. And then, of course, Snooki comes in to defend her friend. You are just a bitch. You are just a bitch. You are just a bitch.
By the way, could I say, so she says, I'm like a squirrel monkey. Before that, Vinny said he's a monkey in a jungle. What is this Guido thing with monkeys? You know?
And squirrels, right?
No, well,
he's monkey in a jungle, and she's squirrel. Where was she?
Squirrel monkey.
Oh, squirrel monkey. Oh, I don't know.
I don't even know what a squirrel monkey is.
I don't know.
It's someone who fights a salmon.
I mean, sadly, because they're kind of close to the ape kingdom. Anyway, so we see these two, like, we see it, the heat goes over to, somehow over to Snooki, probably sticking up for Dina. And then Ronnie, right? Like, she says, Ronnie, your mother doesn't even want you with Sammy. So that, like, to me, was like, why is Snooki talking to Ronnie's mom?
Well, she did. She just to clarify, she did say that it was a bit of a fib, you know.
She lied.
Yeah, she said she fabricated it for sure.
She just made it up. The whole of it, or
no,
just...
no, not the whole. It couldn't be the whole of it because she said, "Notice how he didn't say anything."
Yeah,
I don't know. I thought she made it pretty clear that she made that up.
Yeah. No, I believe she stretched it a little bit.
But there's two kinds of lies. There's the lie that says, "Hey guys, you know what I did yesterday? I actually went in my backyard and I built this little rocket and I went to the moon." There's that lie. And then there's, hey guys, you know what? Before you guys came here, me and Phil were flipping a coin on who either of us was going to hook up with before the night was over. My point is, there's one kind of lie that's like so like out there that what? And then there's the other one that's like, oh wait, that's like based on that could be true. And so what I'm saying is she's obviously had conversations with the mom. She wouldn't throw something so far, I don't think, something so far out of left field. So she seems to me like she talks to the mother, but then she didn't say that. The mother didn't say that to her is what the lie was. And I found that interesting.
Yeah, those were some fighting words.
But again, very like Guido, like the incestuous, like the friends, sleeping with the friends and the friends of friends and the moms and the dads all intertwining and knowing one another. I love this.
Can we just talk about how this fight started for a second?
Yes, go back,
that's
please.
That's the best part, is that Dina goes upstairs. She's trying to wake Mike up.
Okay.
Sammy laughs at her, and that's it.
What?
That's why they were fighting.
That was very disrespectful.
Wait.
You get it? Very disrespectful. I thought we talked about respect.
If we had to go to court, who would you defend?
Who would I defend?
Good question.
Sammy?
No,
Sammy.
And this is
how interesting. Wait. Okay. Jenna's going to prosecute. She's going to defend Sammy. Okay, that's all right. No, Phil. Let the sisters separate. So you're going to defend Sammy. Why?
I mean, Dina, at this point, at the very least, deserved to be laughed at. Let's be honest. I mean, she's drunk. She's already gotten naked in front of Mike, who clearly didn't want to have that.
She invades her domicile.
Yes. And then she goes upstairs to try again with Mike, who's already rejected her.
Interesting.
So, yeah, she deserved to be laughed at.
Is this something you would legitimately say to a judge?
I'd like to hear from the prosecution, please.
Why am I defending?
Rebuttal.
You know, she was drunk. She probably the boys made her a drink or two. Just saying. I'm sure. I mean, we didn't see it on camera, but I'm sure Mike must have slipped her a drink or two or three. So I think he kind of brought it upon himself, especially just letting her strip in front of him. I mean,
okay. So, but how does this exonerate her from her fight with Sammy?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Lindsay, weak defense.
Weak defense. I'm not in law school. Okay.
Now, my client, I mean, please, I'm assistant to the prosecution. My client left the room. She just went down and spoke. She just expressed her feelings to the other people. And your client came down with aggression. She's the one who came down the stairs starting the fight. My client went in, was mocked, was laughed at, offered nothing but just generosity and kindness, was mocked, fine, took it on the chin, walked out and expressed her hurt and her pain, which she was entitled to, with her friends and her loved ones in the living room. And your client comes and shows a clear show of aggression and brings her like meathead juicer boyfriend first.
And you're also forgetting what happened beforehand. Dina went in trying to be nice.
Oh, nothing but kindness.
And Sammy. I like Sammy too.
From the get-go, Sammy was just. But that's fine. Sammy's entitled. I will give you that. Sammy's entitled to laugh at her. Sammy's entitled. All that. All my client was doing was saying, "God, that what a bitch for laughing at me." She did worse than
calling her a bitch, though.
She called her a C.
That's pretty bad.
Okay, but is that reason to come down and fight and for aggression?
Well, but she didn't. Ronnie did.
Isn't Ronnie one of your clients?
They're working together. Yeah, no, they are, right? Yeah. What is it? Because when you're a couple, like your husband and wife, like, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, you know.
You can't testify against one another?
Yeah, no, they don't have to do that. Testify against each other.
Yeah. They can't, right?
They can if they choose to, but they don't have to.
Oh, thank God we have a legal person with us. I feel a lot better right now. All right. So they're down. So listen. So the fight goes to Snooki. Snooki starts saying, your mom even says she's a bitch. And this is starting to boil. But what I found so amazing, and it's one of the classic Jersey Shore endings where they start flashing the credits, you know, as a major plot point is taking place. Not, you know, other reality shows, it's the ball rolling out of bounds. It's like kind of things are kind of, you know, fading away, or maybe it's like a little comedic tag. This is like real shit is going on as these credits are rolling. And as I see that first credit come up, I'm like, no, you did it to me again. Now I'm like, I want to be tormented all week. And so these credits come up, and then we see as Ali Frazier 2, the rematch between J-Wow and Sammy.
I mean, that's whoever that agent is, they did a great job scheduling that fight.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, like, I can't even get to the Thriller in Manila, the third fight.
Thriller on the Shore.
What it's going to be. Well, that was the third fight. This is the second one. This is Rumble in the Jungle. But anyway, like, this is nuts. Like, these two going at each other, we see it. Well, of course, we'll see more of it next week. But, like, once again, J-Wow stepped up and was like, okay, first time, Sammy, you were lucky. Because we all remember the fight. Do you guys remember the fight from last year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where, and they said, because it was a tie, Sammy actually got the win because Sammy was the underdog. You didn't expect her. So it was almost like Sugar Ray Leonard fighting Hagler. It was a very close fight. You gave it to Sugar Ray because it was like, how the heck did you fight against this like rough middleweight when you were a lighter class? It was the same with Sammy. So Sammy got the win. Now we get the rematch between the two of them. And I was watching closely for some of the shots, and we came up so fast. Now I have to admit, if this was another show I wasn't hosting, I would have freeze framed. I would have DVR. I would have rewound. I would have like watched much more closely, but it looked like a pretty even exchange of shots going back and forth. Am I right? What did you guys see?
Well, I mean, if I was J-Wow, it obviously everyone, you know, in the press, the fans, they were saying, "Oh, J-Wow, you let us down." You know,
yeah, Sammy, it's about respect. It's about respect.
Exactly, and so you know, in the back of her mind, she was planning on it for months. Where Sammy rested on her laurels, and that was it. You know, oh, yeah, I won that fight.
So do you think that the rematch, J-Wow is going to win the rematch? Like,
oh, J-Wow is so going to win that rematch.
Interesting. Girls, who's winning the rematch?
J-Wow. I'm scared of J-Wow. I wouldn't fight her.
But you saw Sammy. Who's winning the rematch, Jenna?
I'm with her. I think J-Wow would win.
Corey, who's winning the rematch?
I'm going to go with Sammy the Bull.
I'm going with Sammy the Bull. I'm going with Sammy because I saw Sammy start to get some shots in again. And it's like, it's almost like Sammy saying, I'm for real. That was not a fluke, that last fight. I'm for real, bitch.
But did you see J-Wow's face? I mean, that girl meant business.
But guess what? She meant business in season two. And Sammy brought it. And she brought it again. And now we've got this, like, huge clash between the two of them. I'm so excited for next week.
Well, I'm hoping some of the Tom problems between J-Wow and Tom.
Now, wait. So predictions. This is interesting because the predictions – normally we get into predictions for next week, but the first shows, they usually show what we're going to see all season. And it's always like it starts out, it's fun, everyone's laughing, everyone's drinking together. We're all good. And then I kept like nudging you guys going, oh, come on, give me the here goes the bad stuff, the bad stuff. And then we see.
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, obviously now with that, there's trouble between Tom and J-Wow where Tom leaves her.
We see the predictions. We see
that.
Just recap for everybody. We clearly see that Tom, the boyfriend from home, breaks up with J-Wall over the phone.
But my point is that there's obviously been tension between them at their house.
She said it's time to leave Long Island. We need some space.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I think now with this fight, J-Wow has a lot of aggression against Sammy, and she may now be able to channel her anger against Tom into this fight. So I think she's winning.
And interesting. Okay, good point. I also think for the sake of the show, I said this last year, J-Wow was a snooze fest. Snooki was as well. Boyfriends back home. You know, you girls, you're not fun. Girls, you guys are not fun when you have boyfriends. Guys with girlfriends, generally fun, because they'll still drink and cheat and be fun. You guys, not fun, right? Are you guys fun when you have boyfriends? You think you're fun, but really.
This one isn't. I'm not. I'll admit it.
You're such a nerd. No,
I
know.
I'm such a nerd.
You didn't even drink with us tonight. No, I was like, I don't. Excuse me. I don't drink beer. Okay. So, please, you'd be at home, right?
I probably would be at home in my pajamas, watching all my shows that have been TiVo'd all week.
Well, I have a hard time getting her out past 9.
Because you got the boyfriend. It's like, no, I've got my life, right? Hopefully, I'm going to get a hope chest this Christmas. This is wonderful. All right. And now, Lindsay, you.
I party.
You party.
She has a boyfriend, too.
But you'll still go out and have fun?
I'm in law school. I really think... That's law students can go to Jersey Shore cast or run for their money.
Really?
Oh, we party hard. It's like this
because
secret
why? Because
no
you're so much
about.
Pent up, and then it's like from study, right. study, study, and then going nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, so on a night out, you'll go. You tell me you'll like night out. The boyfriend's home, and it's gonna be a night where you really have fun. What happens?
Well, I'm kind of the tame one among my friends. Someone's got to be sober enough, but...
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. But, you've got the boyfriend. That's
no,
close to my point.
No, it's not the boyfriend thing.
At least tell me you're the designated drunk driver.
I live in San Francisco. We don't need drivers. See, we're much crazier up
culture.
There than in L.A.
Okay, but it just speaks to my point. This is why even, like, our beloved J-Wow and Snooki last season were just such duds because they had boyfriends.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is... Bottom line is, I'm so excited. I want Tom out. I want the giant back. I want her back. I want her dancing. I want her clubbing. I want her whoring. I want the whole thing. That's going to be better for the show.
I think it will be. But I don't think she's so bad. I mean, she still parties. You know, because Tom's not there. He's long
but
distance.
But no, but if you remember last season.
They went to
always,
a gay bar.
Always,
and no offense to you know, gay
always
men out
kind
there,
of in the background. If you watch very carefully. Kind of like dancing and pretending to be into it. No, the boys, MVP stole the show last season.
I mean, really, I feel like Mike didn't party that well last season.
He didn't party well, but he partied.
Yeah, but he was kind of the awkward old guy in the corner.
He was. He disintegrated a little bit. No, he disintegrated at the end, but it's a long haul. It's a long haul. He is. He's a veteran. It's like the Celtics, they have Shaq now, Garnett. They got to monitor their minutes. Like, you'd have to, if I was, like, coaching that team, like, no, Mike, he's not good 7 nights a week anymore. And that's what he had to do in that last show. You got to have, like, 4 nights a week. It's better for him. But, you know, he's got to do what's being asked of him.
Well, let's
not hope. We need 45 minutes a night out of him.
I know. Let's just not hope his roommates rub off on him.
Oh, what, the boringness of
the
those
boringness.
Oh, my God. No, so we're going to see Tom break up. We're going to see tears from J-Wow. Are we going to see Ronnie and J-Wow hook up?
Ronnie and J-Wow.
Didn't you see that, you guys? Didn't you see that? Right?
That might happen. It'd be a little awkward, though.
It's going to be wonderfully awkward. Well, wait a second. Didn't you see that's what begins the tears? But then you see Ronnie is mad at Sammy for doing something. But just when I'm about to believe that Sammy went on and hooked up and pissed him off, we know we have to. Ronnie is the master of twisting logic. He's the master of, like, he goes out and cheats, and then when the fight's done... You're apologizing to him as the girlfriend because he's that good at it. So who knows what went down with them. And then we see her drive away. So we're potentially seeing a hookup between Ronnie and J-Wow. We're seeing maybe Sammy cheated or something. He's like, I'm done with you. Get away from me. She did something to piss him off. We see her limo leave. The fact now, Miss Reality producer, the fact that we see that limo leave to me means that's temporary.
I would think so, too.
Because you wouldn't give away. You wouldn't give that away.
No, I certainly would not. No.
Yeah. So I feel like if she's leaving, she'll be back.
I think for sure she'll be back. I'm with you.
But I mean, my goodness, I do we all agree we're gonna have a great season?
I mean, well, we also do. I was wondering if we got to see the famous Snooki arrest, and we apparently do.
Oh, yeah. we do the yes, you're right, and that's right, and it was exactly like the tabloid photos. Oh my God!
I can't wait for that episode.
I love how she asked where the beach was.
Wow. Yeah. Well, she wanted to know. Excellent question.
Well, think about it. They don't have cell phones. They don't have GPS.
Right. Are you right? So how would you find the beach? You have to ask.
How blurry was it?
Anyway, listen. I know we don't predictions. We got to get to the news. It's my bad. I was so excited. I totally jumped around with our format. So cue the news, Corey.
AfterBuzz TV News.
The situation assured fans that season 3 would be even more hilarious than the first two seasons.
Well, I believe, we discussed that.
More, do you think? More?
Oh, it will be so hilarious.
It's just great. I just got... Oh, my God. I just have to plan my visit, my suicide in April. So at least, I'm going to be able to live this long. This is going to keep me going till then. It's going to be, some follow-up. I mean, it's going to be such a letdown. You know, after the holidays, there's, terrible letdowns and depression. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
During a cast appearance on ABC's Good Morning America, Sammy and Ronnie were quizzed about the state of their romance. What time is it? Joked co-star Pauly D before Ronnie replied, "Me and Sam are working through some stuff right now. We're still talking and we'll see what happens." Sammy added, "I think you should watch the show to really get a feel of how our relationship pans out."
I think shenanigans. In the sense that they can't say truthfully one way or another where it's at now, because the MTV wants you to live in TV time, meaning what's going on every week on these episodes is where the relationship is. They want us to believe that's where it's at, so they're always very cryptic. So take it with a grain of salt. But isn't it interesting that Good Morning America has them on? Oh boy, have we arrived.
Ronnie could be facing jail time. He was indicted in December for third-degree assault after punching Stephen Izzo in Seaside Heights, New Jersey. The punch, which went down back in September 2009, was aired on the show in the first season. Ronnie was expected at Ocean County Superior Court at 9 a.m. this week for a pre-arraignment hearing.
But, if you remember, I think about this fight a lot. Do you guys remember seeing this? It was season one.
Yeah, of course.
And it was very scary. Corey, you probably didn't see it, but Corey, you'd relate to it from being from Boston. The girlfriend of the guy Ronnie assaulted got in his face, but in a way where the two of them, I swear, had worked. The boyfriend and girlfriend had done this before to people. Like, she was getting in his face enough so the boyfriend could sucker punch him. She was trying to talk and kind of trying to distract him, and the boyfriend kept creeping around with his right hand and his fist clenched, just trying to find the hole to sucker punch Ronnie. And it's Ronnie, and this is why, because I loved Ronnie season one. This is why I really like Ronnie, because he kept saying, stop, get away from me, get out of my face. I don't want any trouble. And he was backing off, but he was a smart street fighter because he knew exactly what they were trying to do. And finally, when the girl stepped aside for the kid to make his move, he telegraphed it and he knew it. He popped the kid. But I mean, there's video evidence. I hope that, Lindsay, I hope someone like you to prosecute. to defend when the time comes. But honestly, he was the victim, but he popped the kid, he laid him out, and because when the cops showed up, that's all they knew.
Is being stronger really a crime? Is that in the legal?
No, but they antagonized him, and it was two-on-one, and it was
self-defense.
And if he didn't do that, I can tell you from being a street kid from Boston, if he did not do that, he would have been the one knocked out. So anyway, I was thinking of that the other day. So wow, it's taking this long. And so when's the trial or when the?
We're waiting development on the actual trial and all that.
Okay.
Dina Nicole Cortese has admitted that she initially clashed with castmate Sammy. In the beginning, I did, especially the first night, because I think when I came in with Nicole, Sammy didn't really know what to think about me. I think she was a little thrown off and thought, okay, well, she's coming in with Snooki, so that means she's completely against me.
And I believe we completely got that tonight.
Yes. Yeah. But interesting how she said the first show, so I wonder if there will be healing. It'll be interesting to see. In other words, that was the first show, so it'll be interesting to see where they progress to.
Snooki has a book out in stores called A Shore Thing. It's a fictitious book about two Guidettes at the Jersey Shore, one of which is looking for a gorilla juice head. Then after saving a shark on the beach, she becomes an overnight celebrity and finds a firefighter to help her deal with the fame.
Now, is the firefighter a gorilla juice head?
It's a very good question.
I don't know. Maybe there's a bigger life lesson that, you know, you don't just have to, you know, you can find love in unexpected ways, and he's not a gorilla juice head. But knowing Snooki, he'll be the perfect gorilla juice
head. He'll be a firefighter gorilla juice. Now, it's funny. Phil and I actually have ordered this today on Kindle, and we read a few pages of the book. It's a few hundred pages. It's very much, it's the Jersey Shore version of the Gossip Girls is what it reads like. And, yeah, it was all about hairspray and having your hair high enough to, you know.
Sounds very literary.
And you know, and the, yeah, the main character was like, I know she was a little heavier than she was from her cheerleading days in high school, but it was a choice between being able to eat and drink what you want or be thin, and she chose to eat and drink what she wanted.
And all the character names are what Snooki wants to name her children.
Yeah,
so
very deep. Must reading for everyone.
Who published that book?
I'm sure it was a reputable publisher. No. It's not Vanity Press. No, come on. You can't deny. Like, if you read the Gossip Girl books or whatever. Well, like, I was with Lauren Conrad. I met over New Year's Eve, and she was telling me about the three fictional books that she's written. And I was like, really? Like, that would be interesting. But you know what? That's, you know, the Hills crowd, like, there's audiences for it, so no, I'm sure it's a very legitimate publishing company. I know the writer who wrote the book wrote some of Joan Rivers' books.
So. And Snooki actually said she read the book. I mean,
there
was a question about whether she would.
She was on Ryan Seacrest this morning, and he said to her, I thought you've only read about two books in your lifetime. Did you read this one? And she said, yeah, because I had to edit it.
Nice. Next one.
And Snooki is about to get branded. She's hired New York firm SRG Ventures to oversee the rollout of licensed Snooki trademark products like fuzzy slippers, flashy jewelry, and giant sunglasses. Denim, sportswear, lingerie, handbags, and personal care will also kick off
the line. Girls, would you, not you guys, because I get it. You're like LA, you're very high-end, whatever. You're like, whatever, the little hotties. Let's just forget that. Do you think that there's a market for this? Will anyone buy this stuff?
I think people will buy it.
Who's going to buy it?
I mean, I can't tell you how many Jersey Shore parties I've been to since the beginning of Jersey Shore.
But that's in mockery.
Yes.
Like, so that you can only get so far on that. Like, are people really going to buy this stuff as like, oh, wow, those would be really comfy slippers, or that would be really cool sunglasses when I go out tonight? Because I knew girls in the early 2000s who would say, I'm the Armenian Paris Hilton. I'm this version of Paris Hilton, who really embraced the Paris lifestyle in terms of how they dressed and how they acted. And they legitimately did, and they legitimately put money into it. Do you see that with Snooki?
Snooki kind of brought back the hair bump.
So people are into that.
And big sunglasses. I mean, everyone loves big sunglasses.
So this is going to sell, not to just people from law school who are smarter than all of us and want a good laugh at our expense, but to we regular schmoes, like the regular people.
I think they might. If they're going to rock the hair bump, why not rock Snooki slippers?
Jenna, you think so?
I think possibly. Yeah, I think some of the products will be successful. I think others, maybe not so much. Fuzzy slippers, I don't know.
Well, maybe not the sportswear. I don't know how famous Snooki is for her exercising, but...
Well, she just got a personal trainer, from what I hear.
Yeah, she's going to be great. Go.
Snooki has said that her new boyfriend, Johnny, prefers to remain out of the limelight. I met him while we were filming in Seaside, she explained. He didn't really like the cameras, so I contacted him after we were done shooting. He has his own life and doesn't want to be a part of my life at all.
God bless Johnny. Salt of the earth. Really nothing but well wishes for Snooki and Johnny, especially.
That doesn't want to be a part of my life at all?
Extreme.
Interesting comment.
I guess we won't be seeing
him
on next season.
What else would you expect? Go.
Snooki revealed that she used to black out on monthly drinking binges. Speaking to Ellen DeGeneres on her chat show, she explained that she cannot remember certain nights because she was too drunk. I want to remember my night, and sometimes I just don't. It sucks. So you're like, what did I do? Why did I wake up in a garbage can? I mean, isn't that
amazing?
Always the question after a night out? Why did I wake up in a garbage can?
No. I love their lives. You see what I'm saying?
But it, okay, now smarter.
Why do we have to care? Why do we have to like? We, you know, why can't we be like them? They don't care. They have a big case of the don't cares. Is it being drunk all the time? So what do we have to do to get it? How do we achieve this? Is it through drinking?
You know, I don't know, but my other question is, why is she saying that she only blacks out on monthly drinking binges? This is not a once a month occurrence.
Well,
in
to
her
be
life.
To, all right, I'm gonna pretend to be Ian Kaiser Shoshe for a moment.
Okay, but one of our co-hosts who's missing literally in India. We've not heard from him in about 3 weeks.
We believe he's on a drinking binge.
Yeah, so. I mean, he went to India to do quote volunteer work. He's so not the Jersey Shore brand. And we reluctantly drag him into this, probably just to beat him up. He represents the left wing of AfterBuzz, and needless to say, he's all volunteering. And Ian, well wishes to you wherever you are on this planet. We hope you're alive. We hope you're well. Go ahead.
Well, in the words of Ian Kaiser Sose, KWOW, don't you think that it's rather symbolic that she ends up in a garbage can, thereby being herself garbage?
I mean, it makes sense, though.
Sounds like Ian, but God. Yeah, okay. Stay in India, Ian. Garbage.
Snooki also admitted that she makes exercise a priority every day. To help, she will cut down on her drinking habits.
No.
No, we need it. She'll lose her powers. That's like, my God, that's... Right?
Just stick to the vodka,
it's like Batman Snooki. Without his utility belt. Go. That's like, we don't... That's Green Lantern without his ring. Like, what are we doing?
It wouldn't be Jersey Shore without Snooki drinking.
No. If I were, I'd like to see one just intravenously pumped in. Like maybe she could like have like on wheels, like the little vodka bottle, like that's just wheeled around like at the hospitals with the nice tube right in her arm. Let's just keep her fueled and ready to go.
Well, I think better than that, you know, you have the arm strap for iPads. You know, you just hook
up. Right in there. Why not? Like a like normal people go for dialysis. We just send her in for vodka, and what cherry vodka?
Cherry. I've never heard of cherry vodka.
That's why we got to get out of here. We got to leave LA. We got to like give up our stupid lives. Why are we not back there? I can get us a place for the summer. Easy.
All right, let's do it.
No, you guys all say that when you're on the show, and then Phil starts going. I actually have to work tomorrow. Anyway, go next.
The weight loss may be in light of Snooki's ambition to become an actress. She says, I would love to act. I love The Office. I love stuff that's, like, comical, and I feel like I have that natural comical side to me where I can just go into a room and just act in front of the camera. No script.
No script and also not happening.
Yeah.
No. And yeah. I'll tell you why. It doesn't matter if she can act or not. It's the fact that we know her too much. Now, you're not going to buy her. Now, if she plays Snooki, 100%, and she will get some roles as Snooki. She might get some stunt things as a joke here or there, but no, you can't because you know her. She's saturated. We know her too well, you know, as Snooki. We're not going to buy her in another role. Next.
Vinny confessed there's no getting around the awkwardness of getting it on while the cameras are rolling. How do you do more than hook up with a girl when there's a camera in the ceiling watching you? He laughed.
Wow.
All right, I get that.
Yeah, but
that's
I mean,
so Vinny. That's Vinny. Vinny's. We always say is
Vinny's
one of the
very
sweeter.
Nice, but that didn't stop him from hooking up.
No. Vinny has been seduced and corrupted by the dark side. This is not the Vinny who came in the first season, but still, at his core, good people. Next,
Vinny recently came out with a T-shirt line in collaboration with Do Something in order to stand up against bullying. Former castmate Angelina calls him a hypocrite because she claims he himself is a bully.
Yeah, slight. You know, well he. Yeah, Angelina, my God. We'll probably have to get into her at some point. Talk about just a wet firecracker.
We had enough of her. We said our goodbyes. We made our peace.
She came in, served her purpose, gone. Anyway, you know, the whole thing about these T-shirt lines, like every one of these clowns has, I got my T-shirt line. It's almost like what jeans used to be. Do you guys remember? Like all the girl stars like had their jean lines. And it's like, talk about oversaturation. Like, seriously. Like, I just...
At least it's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's true. That's true for not bullying.
It better be hip, though. I don't want some...
No. That'll be good. We'll be cool. We'll be good with that. In fact, you know, Phil, maybe we're going to video in the next few weeks. We'll make sure we have some of his T-shirts. Let's remember.
Well, I'd rather have Paul D's shirts, to be honest.
Oh, he makes them, too?
Well, no, I don't know if he makes them, but...
No,
the style
you know
wears.
What? I tell you right now, I bet you anything... Some of the other cast members have T-shirt lines. It's just the standard, like, knee-jerk, okay, I'm famous. I got my T-shirt line now. And, like, I just don't think there's enough bodies to wear their t-shirts, let alone buy them. But go.
Pauly D demonstrated his new grenade whistle on Jimmy Fallon's show. He explained that if my man Vinny takes home a grenade, I'm going to grab the whistle, I'm going to let him know, he'll hear that and immediately kick the girl out.
So just more product placement that you know he owns this grenade whistle, and this is a kind of a joke, right?
I think it's more of a funny thing. I don't think he's actually selling it. I mean, it literally is like a big blowhorn.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like an actual small whistle that you can carry. It's literally...
Gotcha. So it's just another... joke. Yeah, it's more of a joke.
You think it'll work, though?
If K-Wow or Corey blow that at the club, I definitely know.
In fact, you know what? Yeah, I can't wait. I need to go and like see this on Kimmel because I think,
It'd be great. You know, you come into it with the bar, you leave it with the bouncer and say, hey, you know, I'm leaving this with you if in case I need it. You know, I'm the guy. Or, you know, these are the guys.
Yeah, if we have grenades, again, you two girls, not grenades, but there's lots of grenades out there and landmines. And we don't even want to get into that. There's a whole different thing between the grenade and the landmine. It's not worth pursuing right now, but just know they're out there. You're not them. You're blessed. Lucky you guys.
Pauly D admitted, I'm still the same guy that was DJing for 200 people, which is why he thinks his spinoff show will be a hit. The show's format is still in the works. Pauly and his pals shot a pilot in September, but the reality star gave us a good idea about what the show is going to be about. We threw around some ideas that maybe it could be about my life, before the show, now, and after the show.
Okay, fine. This, to me, is like the way the Kardashians do spinoffs. I'm fine with it. It's not going to draw ratings like the Kardashians do, but they're going to be solid. Pauly, do your show. I'm going to watch it. It's going to be great. It's not the foundation. Let's not mess with the foundation. That's all I have to say.
MTV avoided getting fined by the FCC by ordering JWoww to tame down her outfit for the network's recent New Year's bash. JWoww was one of the Jersey Shore gang who were on the duty to entertain the crowd in Seaside Heights, and she decided to grab the attention with her daring ensemble. She put on pasties over her nipples and just wore chains as a top. But MTV was not risking anything, telling her to put on a white blazer that barely covered her front
part. And you see, and Jenna, you were concerned with skin. Skins or skin?
Skin. Skins.
Skin. Skins, that was promoted, their new show that was promoted all throughout. And as Corey did the research about freshmen in high school who do nothing but drinking, smoking, doing drugs, and having sex. And here you were so concerned that MTV wasn't being responsible. Now, you see, they didn't let her come out with just her pasties.
I'll keep that in mind next time. Yeah, I see a preview.
These guys are on it. They're on it. You got that little skins thing. That's nothing. No one's going to watch. Shh. Next.
New castmate Dina stated, "The most guys I've hooked up with in one night is probably three. People consider me a man-eater. I don't really like dating, though. Dates can be so awkward."
Agreed. I agree.
Agreed. So awkward. Don't you guys like it? Now, let me just...
More awkward than hooking up with three guys in one night.
Shh, two pretty girls. Don't you find it so much more non-awkward / romantic when a guy gets you really, really drunk at a bar and just drives you back to his one-bedroom apartment and tries to have sex with you?
No. Hold on. Okay. Isn't it better? It's at the end of the night, and, you know, everyone's just screaming, "Yo, you DTF? You DTF?"
Yeah, right?
Isn't that romantic.
That's like so right. Rather than the awkwardness of like a dinner and a movie and all that stuff. Like, right?
Get to the point.
Yeah, it's that so much more exciting. / romantic.
It's very romantic.
Yeah, I like that. Like, part. Even Phil's is better than mine. I thought we at least like I could like buy you two or three drinks and ask you where you lived and what you do for work. Pretend I'm interested, and then we go back to my place. I like that. DTF, and then you have the option to say yes, or if I know you, Lindsay, you're going to say no. Jenna's going to say yes, and then it's like, so Jenna's DTF, and you go home. Now, I find that to be so non-awkward. What's the opposite?
Now, I got
to
say,
you guys are smarter than me. You have big IQs. What's the better word? What's the opposite of awkward?
Comfortable.
There's a good one.
Yes.
I mean, I got to say.
Right, wait, can we do Phil? Here we go, right? We're all at the club, ready? And it's like, so what's your name?
Lindsay.
Oh, wait, really? Where do you live? You live around here?
You know, nearby.
Nearby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. What do you do for work?
Currently I'm a student.
Ah, still a student. For what? What are you studying?
I'm studying law.
DTF?
No.
Oh, you see?
But I gotta see.
That was awkward.
I'd buy you a drink and then...
Okay,
no, no,
so
no, no,
wow.
no, no, no.
Can I buy a drink? DTF.
I gotta say. When I went to Boston, and we were at a bar, and you know, I personally, you know, just wanted to hang out. We were there for like literally like 48 hours, and so he was with his friends. I was with my friends, and so I wasn't really looking to hook up, but it got towards the end of the night, and everyone was like talking to girls, and I was like, oh my god. So, and, you know, I used the Jersey Shore method in some sense, and it worked.
And it did work, yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, and I had to, like, and I had to create a wall of pillows on my bed so they could have privacy. I just came out, I'm like, listen, I go to bed with my headphones, I listen to podcasts, I'm listening to some AfterBuzz shows. I piled up some pillows and said, you guys knock yourselves out.
Keeping it classy.
Very classy, also a very comfortable moment between him and his girl. And I think, I just think that Dean is onto something. I'm saying we disagree, you and I, Lindsay. I know Jenna agrees with me. Much less awkward.
Where did this come from?
No, I think it's much less awkward. Hello, how are you? Where are you from? What do you do for work? May I buy you a drink? I was wrong. I left that one in. Right. And are you DTF? My God, like, that warms my heart. I feel so relaxed just expressing it, let alone if I were the one who was able to hear it.
Well, the only thing I know is Dina will never be asked out on a date ever again after explaining how much she hates dates.
Well, she doesn't like dates because she's, you know, they're awkward. I agree. Let's get, do we have anything else?
That's your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of January 6th, 2011.
Wow. Well, you know what? It was everything we thought it would be and so much more. I'll be waking up with a hangover tomorrow and very sad that I'm going to have 6 more days before we can come back again and do this. Girls,
hopefully
are you coming
back?
You'll be up in San Francisco.
For a few more months.
But you'll call
I'll
in.
Be back.
You'll call in.
Sure.
The great Jenna, are we going to see you again? I would love to have you back in the studio.
Thanks. Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, listen, publicists exchanging emails.
Yeah. Without giving too much away, one of our co-hosts that we've had on several shows has been in contact with someone, and we hope to have a very special guest star next week.
And a cast member of the Jersey Shore.
And if this is any hint, it is not Angelina.
It's not Angelina, although I'd have her in. She could be, but I'm like, you know, even when I saw the email came in as we were watching the show, and me, I'm always a half empty. I'm such an obsessive depressive that I was like, oh no, that means if they're open to seeing us, that means like the show's on the decline, and clearly this is going to be like the last. This is it for the season, and there goes my life. I'm going to have nothing to live for anymore. But then, you know, whatever. I guess I'm okay.
I have a friend who's a line producer on the show.
What did you just say?
I have a friend who's a line producer.
Say that again.
For Jersey Shore.
Are you serious?
And he's traveled with them twice now.
What?
I know.
Where is he?
Is
he East Coast or West Coast?
No, he's here. He travels a lot for work, but if he's in
town. Oh, we can purchase him. He's from L.A.?
Yeah.
We need him.
I know. He would be great, actually.
No.
He probably has a lot of inside.
Oh, my goodness.
Info.
Lots of inside.
Oh,
info.
My goodness. Yeah. Please?
Yes. Let me
see.
You've
been holding
us
back for so long.
Let me see what I can do.
This is just mind blowing. Here I thought, like, we were losing Roxy, party girl, back in Boston, drinking every night of her break. God bless her. And I said, you know what? We're getting two girls who are not DTF. I was nervous. I was nervous because, you know, we get a law student. We have a producer. Like, you guys are like, you're successful. You're on the verge of being successful. Usually you're the ones we don't talk to at bars because, you know, self-esteem's
true.
A little too high. Yeah. And you know what? Like, you're not going to get the whole where you live, where you're from, what are you studying, buy your drink, DTF. You're not going to get – yeah, no. God, I even see that look you're giving me, the energy. It's horrible. Like, but yet, I'm just so excited we had you guys here today because you did – you offered so much, and I'm so excited. Like, let's get this – yes, let's get this.
Okay,
we've had people call in from the East Coast who were civilians at the bars while they were filming, which I thought was great. But there'd be nothing like that. Corey, we got a cue. You got to get us out of here. I think how long, like, have we been? This is all. Corey, how long has this show been?
This may have been the longest show possible.
There was a lot to talk about.
Corey, how long has it been?
An hour and 38 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Time for love.
Thank you so much for joining us. And Jenna, give us again once. What's the show that you produce, and when can we watch it?
I'm producing Beyond Scared Straight. It'll be on A&E at 10 o'clock and on January 13th next week.
And we will be doing an after show. Booyah!
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer Corey Sheehan, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com or buzz into our Twitter account or Facebook page by searching AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
So glad to be back.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.